here's a story from The World.
When what was considered the world's best restaurant closed its doors, it raised a lot of eyebrows. The chef at Noma in Denmark decided the whole concept of high-end dining was unsustainable. In Brazil, another chef begs to differ. The Pork's House is also on the short list of the world's best restaurants, but it's modeled on serving up more sustainable, less expensive meals. From Sao Paulo, Gisela Regatao takes us inside.
Casa do Porco sits on an unassuming corner in downtown São Paulo, next to dilapidated houses and walls covered in graffiti. But it's a destination for people visiting the city, like these three young doctors from the western state of Mato Grosso. We came on a gastronomic tour, they say. His son Hamida says he's impressed by two things.
Além da apresentação, que é muito legal, né? O contraste dos ingredientes.
Beyond the presentation, which is really cool, I like the contrast of the ingredients, he says. They all agreed on one surprising dish. The pork ceviche was very different, they say. It's made of raw shrimp, pork's ear, sweet potato, and seasoned with lime juice. Casa do Porco is not big. It seats 30 people outside and 60 inside. It's always packed and noisy like today. People wait for hours for a table. Janaína Rueda founded a Casa do Porco in 2015 with her then-husband, Chef Jefferson Rueda. She says their philosophy is to use all parts of the pork.
Eu aproveito ele de cabo a rabo.
I use the pork from head to tail. That's why the restaurant is so profitable, she says. They serve a high-end prefix menu with an affordable price tag, about $46.
Se você for comparar os 50 restaurantes que estão na lista dos 50 do mundo, ele é o mais acessível.
If you're going to compare it with other restaurants that made it to the list of the top 50 in the world, it's the most affordable by far, she says. One of the reasons is its location. Rents are cheaper in downtown São Paulo. It's an area that fell into decline in the 1970s as industries and residents moved to other neighborhoods. I ask Rueda if she thinks she's helping revitalize the area. I don't like the word revitalization because here there was always life. This area never stopped. What happened is that people started valuing it, she says. Rueda knows the area very well. She grew up a few blocks from here in a tenement. She started working when she was 11 and dropped out of school in 7th grade. As a teenager, she made chicken salad sandwiches to sell on the streets. She opened her first restaurant in 2008, Bar da Dona Onça, or Miss Jaguar's Bar, which is her nickname. It's because she's always been feisty. Although at 47, she's a bit tamer.
Eu sou uma onça mais observadora, mais madura.
I'm now a jaguar that observes more, that is more mature. I will only attack as a last resort, she says. Rueda has long dark hair, large blue eyes, and a tattoo that imitates the skin of a jaguar covering her entire left arm. She got divorced in 2021, but she and her ex remain business partners. They create most menus together, but since the pandemic, she's been the one leading a Casa do Porco. The current menu is inspired by Latin American cuisine.
Pupusa representa El Salvador. É uma massa de milho crioulo com mussarela.
The first appetizer represents El Salvador. It's a flat bread made of rice with ham and mozzarella. It's then followed by a Colombian arepa, or corn cake, with pork tartare. They also have a vegetarian menu, and the pork and vegetables come from two organic farms they run. Luciana Barbo is a food critic based in the capital, Brasília. My first experience there was a paradigm shift. I went crazy, she says. That's because when she was growing up, pork meat had a problematic image in Brazil.
Na minha infância, nas minhas aulas de ciências, de biologia.
In my childhood, in my science classes, we learned that pork meat was dangerous because it carried worms, she says. Barbo says Casa do Porco changed that image.
A própria pancetta com goiabada, você já encontra em bares.
Now you can find their pancetta with sweet guava in bars in Brasília and other cities. They started a trend, she says. Janaína Rueda and her ex-husband today run four establishments downtown. They're about to open a fifth, which will offer one different homemade dish a day for less than $8. Huerta says she hopes their flagship, A Casa do Porco, will stay open for many years to come. I want it to last for 200 years. I want my sons to be the chefs here, together with the team, she says. Her oldest, who is 17, is already working at A Casa do Porco as a cook. For The World, I'm Gisele Regatao, São Paulo, Brazil.